Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Imagine a sharp, stabbing pain on your skin. Sounds like a nightmare, right? While individual experiences may vary, it's how some people describe shingles. This painful blistering rash could interrupt your life for weeks. It could even force you to cancel social events or weekend plans. Over 99% of adults 50 years or older already carry the virus that causes shingles. One in three people will get it in their lifetime. Why wait? Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles today.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please, please, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com by clicking the Submit Strawberry Letter button. It's right there, okay? And we could be getting your letter. We could be receiving your letter. We could be reading your letter on the air. Just like we're going to read this one right here, right now, and you never know, it could be yours.
Mm-hmm. You never know. It's time for the Strawberry Letter with my good friend, Shirley Strawberry.
Thank you, my good friend, Junior. Subject, how did he know where to put it? Okay. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been married for 6 years and all was well in my marriage until one of my closest friends moved to my side of town. She's divorced and she bought a new home closer to where we live. When she and her husband started to have problems, my husband stopped talking to him because he didn't like the way her husband treated her. My granny lives with us and she didn't understand why my husband cared so much. I don't get into discussions about my husband and marriage with my grandmother because she finds fault with everything. When my close friend would stop by our house, my granny would keep an eye on her. She didn't like my husband having kind words for my friend at all. I took it with a grain of salt because granny is so negative most of the time. But I did stop my friend from popping up at our house before she went out so I could see her dressed up nicely. Granny said it was more for my husband than for me. It did raise a red flag, but I didn't let Granny know. Then my friend had a housewarming party and she needed wood for her fireplace. So I told her we'd bring some. My husband came in a few minutes after us and I asked him if he was going to get the wood. He said he already put it out back. My friend thanked him and Granny asked how he knew where to put it. A hush fell over the room. He said he assumed it went on the patio. Granny then asked how he knew where the patio was. Come on, Granny. He said he assumed it was out back. My friend and my husband looked uncomfortable and Granny looked at me and whispered, "Don't be stupid, Tam." Is she just being Granny, or am I being stupid? What is going on? All right, it's a little bit of both, meaning that Granny was right, and yes, you were stupid for ignoring that feeling you had in your gut. Or the red flags, as you call them. Red flags pop up for a reason, okay? That's why they're called red flags. And when You know, and when has anyone's granny been wrong about this kind of stuff? Okay, it's called wisdom. It is called wisdom. It's called they've lived long enough to have seen just about everything in life. And they certainly know when a woman is trying to get at another woman's man. It's just something that grannies have, okay, older women. But the really stupid one here is your husband. Your husband, who couldn't even play off the fact that he knew exactly where everything was at your friend's house. Because why? Because could it be that he's been there before? Sounds like it. It looked very suspicious when all you guys were inside and he took the firewood and put it in the very place it was supposed to go. He didn't come in and ask your friend any questions about where it should go. He didn't bring it inside and put it down somewhere, anywhere. Nope. He put it where he always puts it when he comes over. And that's when Granny knew for sure, and she put him on blast with her questions. And Granny's right. You know that. Don't be stupid, Tam. No, you didn't catch them together and you don't have any facts or anything, but you got your granny on the case and clearly something is going on. So thank you to the granny in this letter and for all the grannies out there. Steve.
It is so hard to follow this one. Because who wants to respond after that eloquent display of respect for the elderly? I usually want to be respectful of elderly people, but damn. Oh,
come on,
Shirley
Granny.
Gave this woman all the respect,
yes,
adulation, Granny. Admiration, credit.
Because she's
I
right.
Just gave it up. Mm-hmm. You know, Shirley trying to go Christian on this one. Honor thy mother and thy father, and thy days on this earth shall be long. You know, I'm finna run the risk of getting cut off early. Because I see some other stuff in this letter, so here I go.
Yeah, do you?
How did he know where to put it? You've been married for 6 years, and everything was going good until one of your closest friends moved on your side of town. She got divorced, and she bought a new house closer to where y'all live, and when she and her husband started to have problems, your husband stopped talking to him because he ain't like the way her husband treated her. Mm-hmm. Well, obviously, he had some information y'all didn't have because they was boys. And he kind of went, yo, dog, that's like real stank there. He didn't stop, so that's natural. My granny lives with us. See, right there. Right there. My granny lives with us. Let's talk about the decisions that your old ass can make to make you have to live with your grandkids. Not your children. Your damn grandkids. Your mama and your daddy didn't want her staying with them. So now
she's
staying with you. Mm-hmm. Woo! Some people know some stuff about granny that you don't know. Mm-hmm. And she didn't understand why your husband cared so much. I don't get into discussions about my husband and marriage with my grandmama because she finds fault with everything. That's why she at your house. That's why she ain't at your mama's house or your daddy's house. She done broke up a lot of families, I bet you.
Hold that thought, Steve. Hold that thought. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, how did he know where to put it? We'll come back with part two of Steve's response right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning.
Black representation is so important. It lets you know you can dream and realize those dreams. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found at NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story.
Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts. Hey, ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month. It's crucial for us, especially as Black women, to focus on our heart health. We pour our heart and soul into every aspect of our lives, but often our own health takes a back seat. That's where Release the Pressure comes in. It's all about us, Black women, seeing self-care as an essential act of self-preservation. Whether it's for yourself, your family, or our community, your health is invaluable. Let's help get to our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Here's how you can join in. Head over to iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. Let's make our health a priority. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP today. Together we can make a difference in our health and our lives. Join us and let's take care of our hearts together.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Life is full of unexpected moments, some joyous, some challenging. From car repairs to unexpected vet bills to everyday expenses, Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage life's everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you along the way. Enjoy 3% cashback rewards on your gas, groceries, and utilities, and 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? Breathe easy. With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And guess what? You can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Just head to Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify now. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card is your key to a world of convenience and is accepted at all your favorite stores where you can use MasterCard. Life isn't always smooth, but with Aspire, you'll never walk alone. Aspire is your faithful companion. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify for the Aspire Cashback Rewards Card today. Build, grow, Aspire.
Show. All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. The subject, how did he know where to put it?
Yeah, you've been married for a while. Your closest friend got divorced, bought a house over there by you and your husband. Your husband started having problems. When they started having problems, your husband stopped talking to her husband because he said he didn't like the way he treated her. Your grandmama lived with y'all, and she didn't understand why my husband cared so much because your grandmama knows it. I don't get into discussions about my husband and marriage with my grandmother because she finds fault with everything. Why is your grandmama staying with y'all? Why is the grandmama not staying with her daughter or her son? Why she got to skip over and stay with her grandkids? Because she done already broke up your mom and daddy's home. So they wasn't going to have it. So now she over here. And now guess what? She finna break yours up because she find fault with everything. Everybody don't want little negative ass granny living with them. But you don't know no better. When my close friend would stop by our house, your grandmama would keep an eye on her. She didn't like my husband having kind words for my friend at all. I took it with a grain of salt. Your grandmama don't like nothing. This old bitter ass old lady that's by herself. Yeah. That's what she is. Old bitter ass old woman by herself staying with her grandkids. Can't stay with her own kids. Got to stay with her kids' kids. She got to skip a generation because she done broke up too many houses. And everybody know about your grandmama except y'all. Because you still remember her giving you candy. Well, she got a different kind of candy. Now it's called poison.
What?
Yeah, she got a different kind of candy now, and it's called poison. because my granny is so negative most of the time, that's all the time, what is your old ass done that has caused you to have to live with your grandkids? Because she negative. Granny don't like no damn body, and I got news for you. Don't nobody like Granny. But I did stop my friend from popping up at our house because when she went out, so I could see her all dressed up nicely. Granny said that was more for my husband than for me.
Grandpa messy.
Granny just keeps stirring the pot up. See, Granny ain't got no man.
Right, right.
Granny ain't had a man in a long time. Granny man left her. Uh-huh. Now, she mad about everybody, man. Now ain't nobody got a good man because to Granny, all men is dogs. Yours, your mama's, your daddy's, everybody. Granny a walking ass home record.
I love Granny.
Then my friend had a housewarming party. Now, this is what threw me. Then my friend had a housewarming party, and she needed wood for her fireplace. What? Who throw a party and say, hey, man, bring some wood?
Wood.
What? Hey, man, bring some drink. Bring some potato salad. Bring cups. Bring plate. Bring a little meat with you. Bring some. Who throw a party and ask for some damn firewood? That was just odd to me. I went to a lot of parties. I had a lot of stuff under my arm. I ain't ever walked in with some logs under my arm, though. I done bought wine, alcohol, cheese trays. I done showed up with some stuff, gifts, bags. Not no wood, though. So I told her we'd bring some. My husband came in a few minutes after us, and I asked him if he was going to get the wood. He said he already put it out back. Now, my friend thanked him, and Granny asked, now see right here, why is Granny at the damn party?
I love Granny.
Come on, Granny. You took
Grammy nosy ass over to the party.
Grammy
asked, my friend thanked him, and Granny asked how he knew where to put it. A hush fell over the room. How he know where to put the wood? Because wood has a double meaning, and where to put it has a double meaning.
Absolutely.
So now that's why the hush fell over the room, because he done made this double connotation statement. Well, how he know where to put it? Now, everybody got to figure out what is her old ass talking about, put what where? Put the wood where? Because we talking two things now. So then the hush fell over the room. He said he assumed it went on the patio. Granny then asked how he knew where the patio was. Well, old heifer,
come
all
on,
patios Patty. Is in the back. if it ain't in the back, it ain't a patio. If it's in the front, it's a porch.
Right.
See that old ass statement right there? How he know where the patio is? Cause all patios is in the damn back. Man, kind of ignorant ass obvious question is that? Cause she a home wrecker. He said he assumed it was out back. I'd have told her, hey, old heifer, all patios is in the back.
Oh, God.
I like Granny.
My friend and my husband looked uncomfortable, and Granny looked at me and whispered, don't be stupid, damn.
Stupid, damn.
Yo, man, that's dude, right. Just like all of my men's is did me. I ain't been able to keep a man no how. So why would I want to see you one? I done got rid of your mom and daddy's relationship. That's why I'm staying in your house.
Is she just
being Granny, or am I being stupid? What's going on? Your Grammy's a hater. Bye, Granny.
She got wisdom. Okay.
Hit
us up on Instagram.
Right, she know how to break up a family.
At Steve Harvey FM to comment on today's Strawberry Letter. You can also check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Coming up next, it is Sports Talk with Junior right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey, ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.